Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The process by which God has made His will known to man needs to be understood. God the Father kept many great truths in His mind that were not made known until the Christian dispensation. There were predictions in the Old Testament concerning some of the fundamental truths of Christianity, but they were not fully revealed until Jesus came into the world. The Jews knew, for example, that a new covenant would be given, Jeremiah 31:31-34. But they could not know its full provision until the gospel was preached, Hebrews 8:6-13. I want to sketch today the way the Bible came to man. God's mind contained all the truths that we must have to provide a solid foundation for faith in His Son and obedience to His Word. Paul affirmed that the Spirit searched all things, yea, the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10. Since the Holy Spirit is God, not God the Father or God the Son, but God the Spirit, He had complete access to the mind of God. Figuratively speaking, the Spirit searched God's mind to learn what men needed to know in the Christian era. He then revealed through the apostles and others the plan of salvation and how Christians must live so as to please God. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul further explains how the things in God's mind get into our minds. I shall summarize what Paul writes in Ephesians 3:3-6. By revelation, God made known to Paul and others the mystery. The mystery was that the Jews and Gentiles would be saved in exactly the same way. They would be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. The Holy Spirit made sure all men would have that message. He inspired the apostles to write it down for our benefit. When we read what the apostles wrote, we can understand their knowledge in the mystery of Christ. We know from what the Scriptures teach that God's revelation to man was completed when the Apostle John finished writing the book of Revelation on the Isle of Patmos. If you have even the slightest doubt about that truth, please listen to Paul's discussion of inspiration. Paul's young companion, Timothy, had been provided a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures, knowledge he had gleaned from his mother and grandmother, 2 Timothy 1:6. Paul admonished the young preacher, "Continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, or full grown, completely furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:14-17. Do you think Paul meant completely furnished, or almost completely furnished? Did he leave room for the modern Pentecostals or New Agers who claim to receive new communications directly from God? And may I add, without intending to belittle anyone, the revelations of the New Agers and of Edgar Casey make as much sense as those the Pentecostals claim to receive. What did the Lord keep hidden in His mind that only charismatics can discover in their so-called revelations? Peter affirmed that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. The expression "all things" does not leave any room for modern revelations. If you want to know how to become a Christian, or how to worship God acceptably, or what moral values you are to honor, you can find all of that information in the Scriptures. If you desire to know how to be a good husband and father, a good wife and mother, the Bible is a wonderful textbook. So I urge you to read it and study it and obey it. Thank you, and may God bless you.